His potion, which was supposed to be a bright, acid green, had turned... "Orange, Longbottom?" said Snape, ladling some up and allowing it to splash back into the cauldron so that everyone could see. "Orange. Tell me, boy, does anything penetrate that thick skull of yours? Didn't you hear me say quite clearly that only one rat spleen was needed? Didn't I state plainly that a dash of leech juice would suffice? What do I have to do to make you understand, Longbottom?" Neville was pink and trembling. He looked as though he was on the verge of tears. "Please, sir," said Hermione, "please, I could help Neville put it right." "I don't remember asking you to show off, Miss Granger," said Snape coldly, and Hermione went as pink as Neville. "Longbottom, at the end of this lesson we will feed a few drops of this potion to your toad and see what happens. Perhaps that will encourage you to do it properly." Snape moved away, leaving Neville breathless with fear. "Help me," he moaned to Hermione. "Hey, Harry," said Seamus Finnegan, leaning over to borrow Harry's brass scales. "Have you heard? Daily Prophet this morning. They reckon Sirius Black's been sighted." "Where?" said Harry and Ron quickly. On the other side of the table, Malfoy looked up, listening closely.